So going back to this connection between our clothing and our moral calling. So Rav Hirsch explains this goes right back to Chet Adam and Chava, where the sin that preceded the giving of the first clothes mirrors the sin of our parish of Tzitzis. Indeed, says Rav Hirsch, that these two sins are not only related and similar, but virtually identical. Because the conceptual connection actually can be more obvious. Because it says when it comes to in Bereishis, it was good, tasted good, it was good to eat, and there was a taiva for the enayim. There was a desire for the eyes. Adam transgressed Hashem's commandment because he strayed after his heart and his eyes. And that's what's going on here. Toiv is anything that in the judgment of his greedy eye and his sensual gratification-seeking mind would provide him with satisfaction. So what happens? By following his eyes and his heart, he sank to the level of intelligence of the animal. Because animals, when they choose what to pursue and what to avoid, are guided solely by their heart and their eyes. Once Adam has eaten from the tree and followed his heart and his eyes, there's this tremendous sense of shame, which is the divine voice within us. And this voice within Adam instructed man to cover up his nakedness. And this instruction was confirmed when Hashem provided him with garments. With a garment, God banished man from paradise. And with a garment, he warns man at all times that his destiny is higher than an animal, that he must submit his power of judgment to the dictates of a higher authority and learn from Hashem, from this higher authority, what's good and what's evil. And therefore, this is the admonition, which is translated into words inherent in our clothing. This is the idea of tzitzis sprouting from the garment. It demands of us to obey the admonishment inherent in clothing. Okay, so the generally accepted tradition is that there are 8 threads in the tzitzis. 7 of them are called tzitzis hakanaf. There are sprouts that come from the corner, and they're white, like the color of the garment. And they're included in the concept of the garment. To the 7 white threads, which are included in the concept of the garment, you add one more, the psil tchilas. After they've all been attached to the corner of the garment with a firm knot, the 7th white thread and the 8th thread, which is tchilas, are wound several times around the other threads. The windings form the cord, which is called a gadil. And the gadil, whose length is 1/3 of the threads, made firm by a permanent knot. These remaining 2/3 are then left to hang down freely. All of this gives tremendous symbolism. 6, 7, 8. This is the sensual aspects of the things that were created, the human divine aspect and the Jewish divine aspect. These are 3 elements from which our personality consists. They're the threads of our being and the component of our personality. The material from which is woven the fabric of our lives. All of this is represented by the thread of the tzitzis.